Welcome to the Gordons and Gods podcast, with all the fun facts about myths from across the world. As always, I'm your host, Eric, and now it's time to dive into the land of the gods. Throughout this first season of the podcast, we will be discussing everything about Greek myth. And in today's part two bonus episode, we will be discussing four more groups of three creepy old women. As I said previously, we'll be discussing four more trios of creepy old women. And in today's episode, we'll discuss the Furies, Fates, Harpies, and Sirens. First, let us start with the three Furies. We've already discussed the origins of the Furies, sometimes called the Erenaes, in the first episode of this season. But just as a reminder, the three Furies were born when the blood from Uranus's dead body mixed with the ocean. From this mixture sprung the Furies. However, there is another version of how the Furies were born. Some stories say the Furies were the daughters of the king and queen of the underworld, Hades and Persephone. The Erenaes themselves were depicted as three women with giant bat wings, fangs for teeth, whips made of fire, and horns. Basically, just imagine evil demon women. Their names were Electo, meaning the unmentionable, Disaphone, the Punisher, and Madeira, the Rancor, or Magira, the Rancor. The Erenaes' job was to punish those wicked souls in Tartarus. They were basically demons of hell. In the time of the Greeks and Romans, the Furies were so feared, few people would even speak their names. However, the Erenaes were not thought of as evil. Most of the time, they were viewed as the actions of justice. They were viewed as a just force striking down the wicked. The most famous myth in which the Furies appear is the story of Orestes. Orestes was the son of the king Agamemnon and the queen Clytemnestra. However, Clytemnestra was cheating on Agamemnon with another man. The queen Clytemnestra and her lover killed King Agamemnon. However, Orestes, her son, was enraged by his mother's betrayal. Thus, Orestes murdered his mother. The Furies came to punish Orestes for his crimes as a murderer and drove Orestes insane. This is just the basics of the Furies. They're mentioned in several other myths. However, they were mostly just a side deity in the main pantheon. They were just demons. It is only right that we discuss the Fates next. The Fates were also sometimes called the Morai, or the Myra in Greek. The Fates themselves were three old ladies who controlled the fate of all humanity. They were seen as spinning thread. These threads each represented the life of one mortal. Every piece of thread they spun represented one human life. And when one of the sisters cut the thread, that human would die. It is unclear in the old myths whether or not the Fates could control the lives of gods, or use their scissors to cut off a god's life. The names of the three sisters were Clotho, the spinner, who spun the thread of life and fate, Lachesis, the allotter, who allotted how long a person's life would be and how long their thread be, and what would happen in their life. And finally, the third sister, Atropos, the inevitable. She would decide when to use the scissors and cut the thread, thus ending the life of a person. There are two stories of how the Fates came to exist. The first is that they were the triplet children of Zeus and his second wife, the Titan Themis. Don't worry, I will get around to talking to Zeus pretty soon and I'll explain all his wives. Hold your horses. If they are the daughters of the Titan Themis, that would make sense, because the Morai were said to have powers of prophecy and foresight, and Themis, the Titan, also had powers of prophecy and foresight. The other story of how the Fates were created is that they were all the daughters of the goddess Nyx, who, if you don't remember, was who was in the first episode and was the goddess of the night. The Fates were depicted in one of two ways. The first is as all old, shriveled crones. The other version is that Clotho is a young girl, Lachesis is a middle-aged woman, and Atropos is an old, dying woman. However, they did not just sit around all day spinning webs of humanity. They also participated in the Genotomachy, using their bronze clubs and spiked helmets to beat two of the giants to death, Thum and Agrius. If you want to learn more about the Genotomachy, then listen to episode 3 of this podcast. The Fates also sent different spirits to each human to enact their death, such as they sent the Furies to those who committed murder of other families to make sure that that person got a special punishment. The Mira are also involved in another myth where they deceived Typhon, but I have not yet discussed Typhon. I will cover the story in a later episode, so we will move on to that. The Morai are also involved in several other myths, including the birth of Hercules, where they stopped his mother in labor for 36 hours. However, I will also discuss that at a later time. For now, let us leave the Morai to spin the webs of all our fates. Perhaps they will cut yours soon. Giant wings, a stench so rotten that you would die just by smelling it, talons as sharp as knives. These were the Harpies. The Harpies were known as the Hounds of Zeus because of their job in administering the punishments of Zeus. Sometimes the Harpies were even seen as spirits of the wind and storm. The word Harpy means snatcher or stealer, which makes sense because they were seen as stealing food and people from the earth. Harpies have been seen in two major different ways throughout history. The oldest depiction of harpies shows them as beautiful women with wings and feet of birds. More modern depictions of harpies, and by modern this is still BC, show them with talons, deformed legs, hideous matted hair, huge claws, and a stench so foul, you would die just by smelling it. In some stories, they were even said to be the cousins of the Gorgons. The most well-known harpies were three sisters, the daughters of Timis and Electra. They were named Illo, which means the violent winds, Ossipe, which means the one who flies quickly, and Celino, which means the obscure. These three harpies served Zeus. The most famous myth where they appear is the myth of King Phineas. King Phineas of Thrace was given the gift of prophecy by Apollo, but Phineas used his powers to outwit and harm the gods. Therefore, Zeus blinded Phineas as punishment and sent the three harpies to torture him. Every day, Phineas was given a feast, and the three harpies came in and stole all the food and raked Phineas with their talons. Finally, after years of this punishment, Jason and the Argonauts came to Thrace, defeated the Harpies, and saved Phineas from his punishment. The Harpies have become famous in modern culture through RPG games and card games, and they are a modern staple of fantasy. You are a sailor on a ship, going through the waves of Greece. The most lovely and wonderful singing in the world begins off in the distance, and you start to lose control over your own actions. You begin to jump over the side of the boat. This is the fate that almost all sailors who passed the sirens faced. The sirens have always been seen as women with wings and feet of bird, kind of like the harpies. However, beautiful, gorgeous, and amazing singers. The sirens were originally nymphs, the daughters of the river god Achelous and the muse Melpomene. These nymphs were part of those who watched over Persephone and brought forth the springtime. However, one day, Hades kidnapped Persephone and brought her to the underworld. Demeter, Persephone's mother, was angry at the nymphs for not protecting her daughter as they had promised. Thus, Demeter punished the nymphs. She turned the three of them into women with wings, as I said, very similar to the harpies, just beautiful and good singers, not ugly monsters. The newly transformed sirens came to live on an island, on a small Italian island of Capri, and from that island, they sung the most melodious and wonderful songs ever in order to attract sailors to jump off their boats and die on the rocks. Only two ships ever made it past the sirens. The first was Jason and the Argonauts. The famous musician Orpheus played a song on his lyre that drowned out the sirens singing. Thus, the Argonauts never heard their singing and didn't jump off the boat. The next boat that passed unscathed by the sirens was Odysseus. Odysseus had his men tie him to the mast of his ship so that he could not jump off the ship, and he instructed the rest of the crew to put wax in their ears so that they could not hear the sirens call. Thank you for once again joining me in this bonus episode of the Gorgons and Gods podcast, part 2 of 3 Creepy Old Women. As always, I have been your host, Eric, with everything on mythology. Please consider following and sharing with all your friends. As I mentioned previously, I made this episode so that I could clear up all the confusion about all the different groups of 3 creepy old women throughout Greek mythology. I hope that it has helped you understand the differences between all these different groups of women, so now you can truly grasp how mythology works in the ancient legends. If you enjoyed what you learned here today, then stick around, because in the next regularly scheduled episode of this podcast, we will discuss how the few Titans were during the rule of Zeus, how humanity came to exist, Pandora's Box, and all of Zeus's first couple, 3 or 4 wives. Stick around and find out.